Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Set us on fire. Have you ever asked the Lord just to renew and revive the fire within you? Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host for today, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop. Everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, we got you covered with sizes up to XXL and 28 wide. So make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today is move in certainty. Move in certainty. And our scripture is in the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., you can call in with me live. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. But if you want to ensure you don't miss the fire, you can do that by following the podcast. Text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and the recording will be texted to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Again, that's text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and the recording will be texted straight to you at 8 a.m. Well, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is available on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Job chapter 13, verse 15, reading from the KJV. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Listen to that again. This is Job talking about the Lord. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me right now. Move in certainty. In order to move in certainty, or to, you know, go about your day, planning your life, doing those things that you know you should be doing, with an assured mind, you really have to have declared and decreed within yourself that you understand who is guiding your life, who is ordering your steps. Because you can only have assurance in moving and existing and going about your day that you're going to be taken care of when you understand that there is someone higher than you who's created the time, created your day, and who knows the end before the beginning. Well, Job let us know in Job 13:15 that man is God. You see, Job, the Bible says, was an upstanding man in all his ways. And he had dedicated his life to God. He was serving God. When Satan appeared before God, and the Lord asked Satan, "Where have you been?" And Satan replied, "Oh, I've been going to and fro, walking, looking to see whom I may cause to lose faith in you, whom I may devour." And God began to brag on Job and asked the devil, "Have you tried my servant Job?" And Satan replied, "You know, I understand that Job is upright. I understand that he praises you all the time. But that is really because you have placed a hedge about him so that nothing can happen to him. Who would not be praising you? Who would not have certainty? Who would not exist in a state of assurance when they're being protected so much by the Almighty God that no one can prosper against them?" So the Lord said, "I tell you what, I believe that no matter what happens, Job would continue to praise me." Because, see, I never promised any Christians, I never promised my followers, I never promised my people that every day would be easy. That's actually a privilege they received when the head has been so strong about them that no calamity has been able to come in into their sacred place. So, because we don't have but 15 minutes, I'm going to make it short and sweet. Job lost everything. Satan attacked him, and Job lost his children. He lost his wealth. He lost his assets. He lost even his friends who came to him and said, "Look, now, why don't you just go ahead and admit your sin? It is your sin which has caused you to fall out of the grace of God. Just repent and admit your sin, admit your wrongdoing, so that God can come back in and restore you into a place of righteousness," despite the fact that Job had not sinned. Job even lost the confidence of his wife. She said to him, "Why don't you just curse your God and die?" But Job, being one who moved in the consolation of certainty of God, said, "Though he slay me," listen, folks, "though God kill me, though he even take my life, he's taken everything else, he's taken my health now, and even if he kills me, even with my dying breath, I will yet still trust in him." This is the type of confidence you have when you move knowing that your steps are ordered by God. Your confidence is not in your abilities, but in the competency of God. Though he slay me, though he move the hedge, though I go through trials and tribulations, though I have to fight the enemy, my trust still remains in him. I have assurance in God. Even as I go to court today, I got assurance in God. I am certain in who I am because I'm certain that who I am is purpose and ordained by God. Are you moving in certainty today, brothers and sisters? Are you assured in Christ? Do you have the consolation that no matter what happens, no matter what weapon comes against you, that it cannot ultimately prevail? Are you moving in certainty? Oh, glory be to God. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you. We glorify you today. We give honor to your name, Lord. Though you slay us, no matter what happens, even with our dying breath, we will still trust in you. We don't know how to doubt you. You've already done so much. You've already made so many ways. We don't know how to doubt you. We can look back over the course of our lives and see what you've already done. Oh, you powerful God, you magnificent Lord, you wonderful Savior, I am that I am, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. What know our end before the beginning. You've numbered our days. You've ordered our steps. You made ways. You caused our enemies to be our footstools. So we trust in you. So we trust in you. God, we trust in you. We can't stop trusting in you. And because of that, we claim victory. We move in certainty. We claim the victory. And even in victory, glory, we are still ambassadors of Christ. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Bless them. Bless them right now. Oh, Lord, bless them right now. Open the windows of heaven. Bless them right now. Heal their bodies. Bless them right now. Touch their children. Bless them right now. Touch them their jobs. Father, I proclaim this is a day of victory, supernatural, divine relief. Bless them right now to move in the certainty of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and magnify him for your consolation right now. For those of you who are backslidden or who are unsaved, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I have been rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, everybody say, thank the Lord. Say it again, thank the Lord. Amen. Now listen, make sure you do not miss Daily Fire. This is your hot manna for your soul, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Text the letters DF to phone number 33222 to follow the show. And remember, all of this information is on my website, feeldfire.com. FeeldFire.com. FeeldTheFire.com. For those of you who have given your life to Christ, make sure you reach out to your church leader. And if you don't have a church, make sure you get into church. You're welcome to attend Bible study tonight at 7 at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. All of this information is on my website, FeeldTheFire.com. I'm going forth in victory because I move in certainty. I want you to do the same. Our topic for today was move in certainty. Your task for today is to give it all to Jesus and move in the consolation that he's already worked it out. I'll see you tomorrow. Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.